Missing the Mau Mau. The land is long, seems arid, straight hills and trees crowned ever. Reading Kariuki's Mau Mau Detainee, the account by a Kenya African of his experiences in detention camps 1953 to 1960, again, after decades and being impressed again by its poignant endeavour to be accurate, to be detailed, to documentarily avoid the bitter, I wonder again about the unusual Major Ozzie Walker, who, when I first heard of him in that rebellious era, was a mysterious figure who had joined the Mau Mau after marrying a Kenya African woman, he coming from West Australia. Looking him up again, there are many agains in this matter, I find because he has died and has obituaries that he later was an executive in the Kenya Tourist Association to inspire their famous camel marathons, then travelled to Botswana to train camels and write a lively column for a newspaper about Epicurean living. At first it seems not enough for a stanza, especially since epitaphs don't mention Mau Mau, and I wonder what the exact details were. But then on the news there is another story today about Kenya. Ashad Sharif, Pakistan's great investigator and journalist, was shot dead by Kenyan police in Nairobi, seeking shelter from the Pakistan military after supporting Imran Khan. But the murder predicted by Imran was inevitable. The Kenyan police saying the car was mistaken for one hijacked with a different look and number, the passenger being the one they shot, not the driver. Kenya is torn between the British and independence since Kenyatta, I think, looking at the Death Road video, the country where the land is long, seems arid, straight hills and trees crowned, ever pragmatic enough to race camels, photograph all wild nature, wistful tourist in the high life. So one deliberate poem provokes another, seeing Kariuki's long account again.